Next case, please.
The next application is 11,914. Kathleen Spalt seeks variances from the side yard setbacks, sections 115-42B and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Blue Teal Road, approximately 846 feet northeast of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37025 Blue Teal Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 423. Specifically, they are requesting a 2.7-foot variance, a 4-foot variance, and a 1.7-foot variance. Received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and 3 mail returns. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, just for the record, the applicant has noted to me that on the agenda, it says her last name is Splat. It's Spalt. So S-P-A-L-T. So just want to make sure that's clear for the record.
Thank you.
Please step up to the microphone, please. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
The address in which I live?
Mm-hmm.
It's Kathleen Spalt, 1323 Rosewick Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21237.
Okay. Can you wait right here? Or can you say your name and address for the
record? My name is Harry Greenwell. My address is 1053 Bear Road, Newcastle, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please tell us your request and how you meet the standards.
Well, my request is the uniqueness of the property. Again, I'd like to say ditto to the last couple that was here. We're in a park that the property is 40 wide and 100 long, and the property, the existing house that was there, the trailer back then when they first put them on, you didn't need the variance of 10 and 10 on each side. So now my trailer had to be removed because it was so old, and I want to replace it with something new.
Okay.
And in Swan Keys, the plot, it says, you know, the plot in April 1978, the lots in A through E have a lot width of 40 wide. And other places of the park are 50 wide, but just so happens the street I'm on, it's 40.
Okay.
And cannot otherwise be developed. The variance is necessary for the owner to enjoy reasonable use of the property. If it's any smaller in width, again, you can't put your family inside of a, it would be too narrow. Instead of a single wide, I have a double wide.
Okay.
And it's not created by me, because if I could have bought a little bit larger lot, I wouldn't be here. But that's the size of the lot. It's a prefab house, so it's basically the size of the house. And it probably would cost me more, too, cost efficient. It would be more costly if I would have had to have it narrowed in that moment. I'm very, very nervous.
No need to be.
I'm very, very nervous.
You're doing fine.
The gentleman that's supposed to be actually here doing this, the guy that I've contracted, he had to go out of the country. So he asked me to attend it. I'm like, okay.
You're doing fine, and we try not to be bad people.
Okay. I didn't think you were. You were very nice to the last couple. And will not alter the neighborhood. The characteristic of the neighborhood, the variance will not alter, and there's a lot of other properties within the neighborhood that they've already, and I did take the photos. I actually went down and took the photos of different places down there that
were a lot bigger.
Yeah, that needed variances actually on our street, on the street in which we live. And this is my next door neighbor, so where the variance is going to actually have to have a little bit more.
The smallest side is where I
where he resides.
That's your property?
Yes.
So lot 21?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we used to be 22C. Now we're like 13025 or something.
Yeah, it's a five-digit.
And the minimum, the minimum variance, the variance sought and the minimum variance necessary to afford the relief. I need it in order to put the trailer on there. Well, they call them now mobile. No.
Modular.
Manufactured.
Modular. Manufactured.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you look at, I see that the home that you intend to put on there is 26.7 feet wide.
Yes.
Did you look at anything narrower than that? Was there anything available that would be narrower?
No. not.
That actually is, Mr. Chairman, actually smaller than putting a double wide there, because even if you put a double wide, you normally put a porch on the side and those type of things. So this is a relatively small place compared to, there's two-story buildings there that are humongous.
Sure.
You have a few pictures of them.
Right, so you feel that the home that you're putting in there is in character with the neighborhood, and that situation wasn't created by you.
No.
And nor was the ability to buy something narrower.
No.
Okay.
Now, I did think at one point, I did think it was 50 wide, because of the way that the houses
some
were.
Some of them are. Some
well,
of them
on different lots. Streets.
Right.
On different
right.
blocks.
Yeah.
So you didn't create the width of the
no,
property?
Sir.
Okay.
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So because of these things, you feel that the requested variance is necessary?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you don't feel that it'll affect the uses of properties adjacent or nearby?
I'll be closer
no.
to him,
yeah.
My neighbor, good neighbor.
She owes me for this.
Pizza.
Is this the what you're putting in?
Something
yeah. like that?
No, there are some of the pictures of the ones around our,
oh,
our
around
trail.
Area.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
and as you can see, a lot of them are a lot bigger than what she actually is trying to put
and,
in.
But yes. Same thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there must been at least 50 variances in our trail park.
I am retired and I want one level. Sorry, I don't want steps anymore.
But it's single story it. Then.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
There is one question, Mr. Chairman. I heard you talking to the other. Do they consider cast iron steps? Do they consider them a permanent fixture?
Mm-hmm. All steps. Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at this, the steps close to my property, she may have to add a little bit to there because that wasn't part of that 7.3 inch variance.
Well, actually,
the structure you're requiring or you're requesting a 2.7 foot variance.
Yes.
And on the steps, you're requesting a 1.7 foot variance.
Well, we may have to add 4 foot if you consider them a permanent fixture. We may have to add 4 foot to that. Correct.
Well, I see your point. The math doesn't work there, does it?
No.
Because 4 feet and 1 feet, 1 foot.
I believe, Mr. Chairman, when you look at it, see where it says 3.3? I believe that means that the edge of those steps is 3.3 feet from the side property line,
mm-hmm.
and the steps are allowed to be 5 feet from the side property line. So that's where the math for the 1.7 comes in. I know it's kind of cluttered right around that spot when you look at the survey, but mm-hmm. I believe that's the math on that. Mm-hmm. So what that means, Mr. Greenwell?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the variances on your side,
yes.
the property adjacent to you, it would be a 2.7 foot variance for the dwelling.
Okay.
So that means that the dwelling.
I just don't want her to have to come back or
we've,
have a problem.
We've got that addressed here.
Okay.
So there's three variances being sought. There's two on that side and one on the other side.
Okay.
I understand it's allowed to encroach, but once it encroaches further, it's okay. We're not encroaching. Yeah, we are encroaching more than 5 feet.
Well, the steps can be five.
5 feet from the property line.
And they are only 3 point.
It would be 3.3 feet from the property line. So to make them 5 feet from the property line, it would be a 1.7 foot variance.
Right. But as we've discussed in the past, so that we know the full variance, it would be.
Did it from the edge of the dwelling? It would be 6.7 foot.
Right. Or a full encroachment from the property or to the property line, 6.7 feet.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I think that's a good example of why we've done it that way in the past, so that it's very clear that they can encroach in a 10-foot setback 6.7 feet, leaving the 3.3 from the property line.
I think what we would do, Mr. Chairman, is when we draft the findings, which you all will then have a chance to look at, we'll make sure that it's clear that those steps can only be 3.3 feet from that
okay.
south property line, it looks like, southwest property line.
And that would be fine.
And whether it's 6.7 or 1.7, we'll clarify that with the code.
Okay.
assuming you're inclined to vote that way.
Okay. All righty. Are there other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this request? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this request? Okay. Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case 11,914 for the following reasons. The shape and size of the lot make it a hardship. Number two, this variance is necessary to enable the use of this property. It was the only way that it can make it work to do it this way with the steps and everything. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood and will not impair adjacent property. This is a minimum variance that will afford relief.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. By roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons.
And Mr. Hudson.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,914 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Will you tell her she did a good job, Mr. Chairman?
You did a fine job. Thank you very much.
I can dance in front of a lot of people. Well, I didn't even sound like that.
That won't be necessary. Thank you.
Mr. Workman, are you related to Elliot Workman?
Pardon?
Are you related to Elliot Workman in the National Guard?
No.
No? Okay. No. I was in the National Guard one day.
Do it look like him?
Excuse me. No, not okay. Really. But his name was Elliot E. Workman, too.
No.
And he's from Georgetown.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Next case, please.
The next application is 11,915. Joel Wharton seeks variances from the setback of a poultry building, section 115-20B1C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Carey's Camp Road, approximately 648 feet northeast of Laurel Road. The 911 address is 33457 Carey's Camp Road, Millsboro. Excuse me. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 333, Map 3, Parcel 34.01. Specifically, they're requesting a 24.9-foot variance. Received no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and did receive three letters in support. The first one is from Holly Baker. This letter is to inform you that we have no issues with Joel Wharton building a new chicken house or the setbacks near our property. And if they can be any further system, please let them know. And then from James H. Baxter, Jr., Mr. Wharton is currently in the process of expanding his poultry production. It has been brought to our attention to in order to add to his additional poultry house on his current poultry farm. The plans extend beyond the current regulations for existing property line in regard to the building and the zoning department. We've encouraged Mr. Wharton to continue his expansion and pursue a variance in order to execute his desired growth. We at Baxter Farms have an adjacent property line and approve the expansion of Mr. Wharton's poultry farm located off Carey's Camp Road in Millsboro. And that was signed by James H. Baxter Jr. and James H. Baxter IV. And then there was another letter in support of the application from Kristen Mallon, that her neighbor, Mr. Wharton, is looking to expand his current poultry production, and that she is a stakeholder or shareholder of Baxter Farms and approve the necessary variance needed to proceed with the expansion. He is considering the property of interest for his expansion is located within the vicinity of their Lewis Crossroads farm, which has boundaries in the area, and then they thank you for their consideration of continued Sussex County poultry production. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can come on up. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joel Wharton, 20512 Carey's Camp Road, Millsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening. Can you tell us what your request is and how you meet the standards for granting a variance?
Well,
My request, this picture, I'll tell you also, it's definitely 4 or 5 years old probably, because that woods that's between those chicken houses and the line to the north is, are no longer there. But I really never thought I was going to put a poultry house in there, but I had a wetlands determination done on it, and they allowed me to clear it, which they told me when they gave me the determination, I had 5 years to do so, or the wetlands determination would have to be redone. So I held off to the last minute and decided to go ahead and clear it, not knowing what the future would hold. And then after I did, stormwater regs really wouldn't allow me to put it in there. There just wasn't enough room. Since then, within the last year, stormwater regulations have been altered, which now I would have room to put another house in, but I would have to put a stormwater pond in, which I've never had to do that before for a poultry house. But for in order to have room for the stormwater pond, I need to push it back just a little bit in order to be able to fit that in there properly, which would cause one end of the property closer to the manure structure you see would probably be, I think, somewhere around 25 feet from the property line. But as you would head west, it would about halfway down the house, it would meet the 50-foot requirement, and then you get farther as you go that way.
And just the stormwater pond that you're referencing, is that the one that is referenced right there?
Right there, yes. Between those two houses, yes.
Is that just for that one house? Or is it going to be?
That is just, well.
Are you going to tie the other ones to it, too?
I'll be honest with you, I don't see how they, if they're putting it where they've got it drawn, I don't see how it can't collect water from the other house. I'm guessing they're probably going to use both of them. But I've not proceeded that far to see exactly what their plans are. You may go through this, the uniqueness of the property and all?
Yes, please.
Okay. In order, the uniqueness of the property, in order to get a stormwater pond in for the drainage, I have to put the poultry house closer to the property line than otherwise. I would have to, the property line is not exactly square with the poultry houses that I have, as you can see. It cannot otherwise be developed. If I cannot build closer to the line, as you have, I do not see any way possible for me to proceed, as there's just not enough room for the structure there. Not created by the applicant, is a stormwater plan show I have no other room for expansion without the passage of the variance. I will note that the property to the north and to the east on the picture is owned by Division of Fish and Wildlife, which, say what you want, it's Denrack owns that. They have bought that since I have owned that property. This would be normal circumstances. I would probably just address the property owner if he would sell me the extra room to do it. But it seems the state or the Division of Fish and Wildlife is on a land buying spree in my part of the county and can't really deal with the state.
No, you don't think they'd be interested in selling?
No, I don't think they would. I don't care how far in debt they are. Okay.
And now.
Will not alter the character of the neighborhood. Well, as you can see, it's more or less secluded. Nobody's really even going to know what's going on back there as it sits back from the road a right good ways. And the minimum variance, if allowed, is the only way for me to proceed. It's like basically something I've said before. So.
Okay. And the 58 and a half feet between the structures, that's a requirement, or is that?
Is that what, between the new house I'm proposing to build, is that what the number is? I don't have that paper.
Yes, between the two houses.
No, I don't think, I believe that's just as the surveyor, surveyors now do these, are going to do these stormwater plans. That's just the setback that he thought would be the best so he could have room to put the stormwater pond in.
Okay, and I guess the reason I asked that question, I guess it's a natural thing to want things to be parallel.
Oh, you mean the even spacing?
Yes.
Between the two houses?
Yes.
I actually think the two houses I have now are farther than that. I was thinking about measuring that. I don't know exactly what the width is between those two. Does your paper show
58.5
that?
Feet.
between the two houses existing that I have now?
No.
No, nothing.
It doesn't say something on.
No.
No.
It looks probably about the same.
It looks like it on the paper, but I think it is just a little bit.
I was curious if that was some sort of requirement that you keep that spacing, or if, you know.
No.
Is there a problem in skewing it so that the house is not parallel?
Oh, you're starting to square with the other properties?
Mm-hmm. Or is it just a matter of preference?
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe the thought there is, could you run it parallel to that setback line?
To the property line,
and have the edge of it go there. And then you almost, it doesn't intersect, but it probably comes closer to an intersection at this end than it does on that end.
By doing that, though, I believe the east end, of course, you know, there'll be trucks going around there and stuff. I think it's just going to be too close to the other house.
Okay.
I didn't know because
the stormwater pond is certainly going to limit traffic. And so, therefore, I didn't know if, you know, moving the house actually gives you more room on the other side.
Right. I showed this, of course, before I had this all done, I had to get the poultry company to approve it, and they had to go, you know, to the head of, like, the feed mill and the head of the live hall and all, as far as they were okay with it. I think this is actually probably closer in a lot of circumstances than a lot of them build now.
Okay.
The houses that they build now are bigger than what I'm proposing to build. The house I'm doing is, I think, it's 45. Mm-hmm. A lot of the new ones are 60 or even maybe 65 feet wide. So
maybe there's, I don't know. And the reason I asked the question, because I don't know, is, you know, perhaps concerns of viruses transmitting any closer or whatever. I doubt
that probably, but I'm not sure exactly what their. I guess I should. I'm probably got a paper at home that says what their standard setbacks are, but I don't know exactly what that is.
Have you shown this to your poultry provider?
Yes, they had to approve. They had to approve the drawing that you see now.
And they were okay with it.
Yes. Well, I believe they actually want are the poultry houses all square on the picture you have on the end? Because I think they actually want me to back it away from the manure shed, maybe 10 feet farther, to give them a little bit of room when they're moving to poultry houses.
And you can take a look at what we have here if you'd like. It looks like a concrete pad between the lean-to, which I presume is what you're talking about. So
the picture shows the setback. See, they actually want me to back it up. This is the end of the house here. So it wouldn't actually be square at the end of these, and I think they're trying to get me to get it away from the manure building that's there. Now.
Okay.
You're moving it back up farther, so you have room for your manure shed, and you can bring the front up a little bit farther.
Well, I think when they're moving chickens, I think they're afraid live haul trucks wouldn't have enough room, so they just sort of told me if I had the room, push that house back 10 feet or whatever that.
Away from the manure shed?
Yeah.
So they give you room back in there? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
A lot of them do that.
Right.
Mr. Wharton, do you have anything else to add?
No. It would be nice you had a 60 by 600, wouldn't it?
No. Wife thinks I'm crazy now, but I think it's going to do it.
Yeah. Other questions from members of the board?
Just for the record, the 60-foot, if you had plenty of room, you could build a 60-foot, which would probably be what would be more desirable by the poultry company.
Yes, I'm sure that would.
So,
yes.
So in light of your situation here, you've selected to build a 40-foot wide.
I tried to put a house on there that I could fit on the lot, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
I don't know if Mr. Workman,
I don't have any other questions.
It looks to me like you've got a tax ditch on this property as well.
Yep.
Does that limit where you could put these homes to begin with, just the location of that tax ditch?
No, the setbacks are 50 feet for the tax ditch. It's out of the right-of-way. As long as it's out of the right-of-way, it's fine.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is that tax ditch, does that limit the buildable area of your lot because you don't have just normal? If that tax ditch wasn't there, would you have had more space to build on your lot?
Well, 50-foot are your setbacks. Well, I don't know the end. Under the side of the houses are 50-foot setbacks. Is it the same on the end for poultry houses? Anybody know that?
Yes.
If it's the same, then I guess it really wouldn't matter if it's a tax ditch or the property.
Yeah, it wasn't clear.
The thing is, the tax ditch is not actually the line. The line of my property comes on my side of the tax ditch. So part of that woods there is not actually even mine. It's Baxter's. It's minimal, maybe less than 10 feet.
So the tax ditch doesn't come on your property at all?
No.
Okay. All right. I couldn't quite tell from this we have here. And looking at the tax map, it looks like it's about a 12.11 acre parcel. Is that about right? It was tough for me to tell on the survey.
It's 12 something.
12 acres thereabouts?
Yeah.
But it's narrow in the front, kind of widens in the back.
Right.
So
right.
You believe you have an unusual shape to that property?
Yes.
Okay. And I presume that you looked at other possible locations for that poultry house, including even towards the front?
No, I wouldn't put it out. Well, there's a mobile home there in the front.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed that. So I would.
That's the
if
only.
If it was left to that, I wouldn't do it.
That's really the only place you could put it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Is that wood still there?
That woods is not there behind those two houses that you
behind
said it's
two
on
houses,
the north.
But in front of it?
Yes, that's still there.
Okay.
That's what sort of makes it enclosed.
Enclosed so nobody can really see what's going on back there.
Yep. Yeah.
No other questions?
Okay, if there are no other questions, is there anyone here that is in opposition to this case? Is there anyone here in favor of the case?
Mr. Mills.
Yes.
One more thing I'm just noticing on your picture. I know you're about to vote. This picture, I guess, is old enough that I actually have a lean-to on the north side of that manure shed that was built as a detached lean-to, which meant at the time I could build it closer to the property line than leave it attached. So actually, the detached lean-to is within the 50 foot as well, but it is legally put in there. So in this new house, if I do build it, it would be basically lined up with that on that end. I thought you guys would have a newer picture than that, but that is an older picture.
I got you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Cornwell, I believe the separation, the setbacks for the poultry houses is different than the setback for the lean-to. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So that's why there's no variance needed for the lean-to.
Okay.
Okay, hearing none other, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, in the case of 11,915, I believe the property is unique, as the applicant has described the situation he's in with expanding his operation. I believe it cannot otherwise be developed. As he said, he couldn't build a 60-foot wide house, so he is has plans to build a 40-foot wide house. I believe it was created by the applicant because the existing property lines are the way they are, and the stormwater pond is a regulation and a requirement for a poultry operation to have in this day and time, where it wasn't when he built the first two. And as the other poultry houses have been there for some time, I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's a rural area, and I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion we approve case number 11,915.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve case number 11,915. And by roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons that were stated. So by a motion, by vote of 3-0, case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Next case, please.
The next application.